This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we welcome back Martha Pissarro, the 2019 National Native Rhythms Festival event chair, and Zita Gibbs. She's involved with the Indian River Flute Circle and also the workshop director for the festival. Tell us what's going to happen at this year's festival.
Well, Terry, thank you again for this wonderful opportunity to promote the festival. It's family-friendly and free, as always, at Wickham Park Amphitheater. And we're running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That'll be November 8th, 9th, and 10th, with a special program on Friday for our children. If you have homeschool children or children in your care or children who are in school, we have a special program at 10 o'clock to noon. And we have a lot of events going on throughout the entire weekend. Some of our performers this year are up for national awards, Indian River Summer Music Awards, and the Native American Music Awards. And over half of our performers have been nominated and or are in the running. As well, we have on stage Cody Boatner, who is our world hoop dance champion. He just won that this past February at the Heard Museum in Arizona. He's a Daytona Beach native. His father, Jim Sawgrass, has had him doing Native American exhibitions and dancing since he was out of diapers. And we're so proud to have him with us this year. Again, we have our workshops that are going on that Zita will tell you a little bit more about. And we have a little over 40 vendors who will be on site, including some fantastic food vendors where you can try out our Native American fry bread tacos. Of course, all of the entertainment that we have is why we do this festival, in celebration of Native American Heritage Month. And we have a lot of sponsorship through the state again this year. We're supported through the Cultural Alliance and we as well are sponsored by a lot of our local corporations and individuals, Northrop Grumman, and many of the groups that we work with as far as our Store Smart storage partner.
The workshop I'm most closely involved in is from the Indian River Flute Circle and of Brevard and Riverwind Flute Circle from Leesburg. We have a booth where we will be glad to teach you how to play a flute so that you wouldn't have to invest before you find out if you enjoy it. The music you've been hearing in the background is a combination of a whispery light flute playing an Appalachian favorite of Wayfaring Stranger, and then you have your high-pitched, happier, more peppy little flute, and then your traditional Southwestern moods, soul from the heart kind of playing of the flute. We have several of our entertainers who will be trying to teach you how to get more emotive with your flute, how to paint images with your flute. We have John Pascoe coming in, who is speaking for the World War II Navajo Code Talkers. We have Doc Silverhawk coming with flutes that are over 100 years old. There's going to be a pine needle craft workshops going on in the vendor's booth throughout the festival. There is another vendor who will be showing people how they make the Native American flutes. So we have quite a variety.
Well, it sounds like another fantastic festival, and it is free and open to the public November 8th through the 10th at Wickham Park Amphitheater. And you do have a website, and the website will have a list of the workshops and a link to sign up?
Absolutely. And we also have performance schedule on board there, and that would be nativerhythmsfestival.com.